one of our dogs at home, he used to go walking with my granddad, and it was on these old country roads, so very quiet really, not many cars would pass. So the dog, Jonathan, used to run off in front of my granddad. And my granddad's hearing wasn't too good at the time, he was already quite old, so he wouldn't always hear cars coming. So every time a car was coming, the dog, Jonathan, would come running back to my granddad. So that, and he did this every time a car came. So my granddad knew that if Jonathan came running back towards him, he knew that he had to stand in closer to the edge of the road so that, you know, he wouldn't be in danger of being knocked down by a car or anything. Because those old country roads, you know, when I was younger, we used to walk in the middle of the road or, you know, not quite by the edge because there were so few cars, you didn't really need to keep by the edge, and there were no footpaths along the side, so you were just walking along the edge of the road. So he was a really clever dog that he could alert my granddad, you know, to whether a car was coming or not. I think most dogs are very intelligent. I've met some people who say their dog is a bit stupid, but I don't believe that really. I think most dogs are quite intelligent, even if they're not really good guard dogs. You know, some dogs aren't good guard dogs. They don't bark enough when strangers come or something like that. But I still think they're probably very intelligent. And even if they're not, they're probably very affectionate, which is a plus, definitely. It's almost as good as having a really intelligent guard dog, I think.